I'd really encourage you, if you can, to have a look at the ACC World Relief. Just Google it and see if you can get involved in Haiti. I heard something on the news the other day saying that they're estimating 100,000 dead and more. Yeah, like double that even. So that it's just phenomenal. And there's this passage in James, which I read once and have never been able to get my head past since. In James 1, it says, "Religion that our God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." And so if we would say that we follow Christ and we would say that we are religious or something like that, then we, when something like this happens, it's look after those orphans and those widows. And do that. So if you can, just jump on the net, use your mum's credit card or something. They won't mind. You can't get in trouble for that. They're like, "What's this bill on my credit card?" It's like, it went to relief in Haiti. And if they get angry at you, well, they're a horrible person. Or use your own money. That would be better. And just encourage your parents to also give. But yeah, anyway, if you can, I encourage you to do that. That'd be awesome. All right. I'm just going to pray quick before I start. God, thank you for this time that we have together and God, for your word to us and God, how powerful and how living it is. And Lord, that your Bible is not just a book, an old book, God, but it's your living, breathing word. And Lord, I hope, just pray that you would just speak to us tonight from that and really just show us what you have for our lives more and more. Amen. All right, I'm going to talk about seed tonight. Adrian's excited. I know why. Nobody's going to get that reference. Don't worry. Never mind. All right. Surely somebody got that. Come on. Okay, good. All right. Just it wasn't funny. Okay. All right. Anyway, I was reading this passage in Luke, and Jesus is trying to describe the kingdom of God. And I thought it was interesting because, like, sometimes if we were to describe the kingdom of God, you might be like, "Oh, it's like a mountain," or "It's like a massive statue," or "It's like the universe," or you know, you'd come up with some crazy massive thing to describe that. But that's not what Jesus does. Like, that's not what Jesus uses to describe the kingdom of God. In Luke 13, in verse 18 and 19, he says this. He says, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It's like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." I don't know if you've seen a mustard seed. Maybe if you buy fancy mustard, they still have some of the seeds in them. Otherwise, it just comes in like a yellow tube. But anyway, a mustard seed is like the smallest seed you can get. It's like 3 millimeters or something big. It's this tiny thing. And so it might seem weird that Jesus says, "What's the kingdom of God like?" It's like this tiny thing. And I could just have it in my hand and you wouldn't even be able to see it from where you're sitting. Like, it seems like a weird thing. But I really think that Jesus wanted to describe the potential of God's kingdom. He says, I want to show you how limitless God's kingdom in your life can be and how incredible that can be and how the kingdom of God can work in your life and build in your life. And he says it starts small like a mustard seed. But if you see the tree that grows from that, it's enormous. And he says that's the kingdom of God. It starts as this tiny thing, but as you plant it and you grow it, because it's alive, something incredible and massive appears. It's not like a statue, or the kingdom of God isn't something to look at. But it's something that is living and active and real and yeah, it's real and it's not dead. So this got me thinking then, I suppose, on seeds and all that sort of stuff and how you engage with a seed. How do you start with this tiny kingdom of God and turn it into something incredible and something powerful? How do you go beyond kind of the seed form, which might be just hearing God's word or being like coming to church or something like that? How do you go from that to this giant tree? Because you can't just look at a seed and worship a seed and revere a seed and hold it in your hand or put it in your pocket and expect something to grow, yeah? You need to plant a seed. Why would you plant that seed? Like, why would you take this kingdom of God tiny seed and plant it in your life? Because it'll become a huge tree. We know that. And when you think about a massive tree, like it's something that is strong, that is tall, that is powerful, that affects the stuff around it, that provides shelter and food for others, that has longevity. Like, it's a massive tree. Like, it's this huge image. And that's not just a church attendance or like a powerless faith, but that's letting God be planted in your heart and God's reality in your life being there and allowing that to grow, yeah? So we need to plant the seed. If you want the kingdom of God and you want everything that God has for your life, which I believe that so many of us do, and at least think about it, like, you need to plant that seed. You've been given this gift of the kingdom of God, and it's like this little seed, and you need to plant it. You need to put it into your garden. That's what it says. He says, it's like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his garden. It doesn't say it's like a mustard seed that a guy ate, or it's like a mustard seed that he shoved in his pocket, but he planted it in his garden. That's the first choice. Jesus tells this story in Luke 8 about a sower. Like a farmer kind of person, and it says he's going around and he tells this story, and he says there's this farmer and he goes out to sow some seed. It says, as he was scattering the seed, some seed fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on the rock where it came up. The plants withered because they had no moisture. Others fell among thorns which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still others fell... Other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. And he goes on and he describes what this story means to his disciples. And he says, the seed is the word of God. And the people on the path are like the ones who hear, and the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They will believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. I think this is this really incredible story, as Jesus says, the kingdom of God and the word of God is like a seed, but it needs to be planted. And if it's not planted in the right place, then it won't grow. It'll wither, it'll die. And so we need to plant that seed. It's no good in your hand. It's not like you can pick up the seed when you come to explosion and just put it back down on your seat when you leave. Like, you'll never get a tree like that. I'm not a good gardener at all. I don't even try. But at least I know that much. You have to put seeds in the dirt or something. So what does that mean for our actual life? Because obviously I'm not, like, it's not gardening in Australia or whatever. Like, we're in church, not, what's his name? Burke's Backyard, that'll do. I don't even remember Burke's Backyard. Some people, everyone probably younger than, I don't know, me. It's probably struggling to remember Burke's Backyard, but that's okay. So it's not real gardening, obviously, that's not what we're talking about, but it's about making room in your life for God. It's about finding some soil in your life so that when you hear the truth, when God starts to speak to you, when maybe you're here on a Sunday night and you really feel God's presence, maybe you're at home just like reading your Bible and you feel like this seed drop in, that's the kingdom of God, that you've got this place where you can plant it. We need to be able to open our hearts, not just kind of think about God and about religion and kind of leave it at that, but we need this place in our hearts. I don't know if you've seen or you've planted something and like you go along and in the soil they put like a, you put your finger in and make it like a little hole and you put the seed in and you bury the seed, yeah? That's how you plant a seed. And that's what we kind of need to do, I think, in our hearts is be like, God, at the moment, like my heart is just kind of like this rocky hard. It's like they've been rolling it for a test match. So it's down, it's hard, it's dry. But I want room for you in my life. And so I'm going to kind of rake it up a bit and I'm going to open my heart up. Yeah. I'm going to open up that thing. I'm going to make a little hole for that seed to be planted in my life. Because if you just kind of leave it in your hand or in the garden shed or just kind of throw it on the rock, it's not going to grow. But you need to plant it in your life, amen? So once you've got that seed planted, yeah, it is not just going to grow just all by itself unless it's like a magic seed or beanstalk or something. No, you need to water it, yeah? Cool. Everyone with me? Good. In the parable of this farmer, Jesus talks about seed that falls on the rock, and it says that it withered up because it had no moisture. It didn't get any nourishment. It didn't get any food, yeah? It wasn't watered. So we can't just plant God's kingdom somewhere random in our life or in our heart and forget about it and then expect like this enormous tree to appear one day. I'm sure many of us have tried that in our gardens and it doesn't work. You know that. You can't just throw stuff around and expect stuff to happen. You need to feed the seed. You can write that down because it rhymes. How do you do that? How do you feed? How do you water that seed that you've planted in your heart? So you've got this truth from God. It's amazing. God has spoken to your life and you've made room for him in your heart and you've planted him there and you're beginning to kind of hear this stuff. How do you water that seed? Will you fill your life and your heart with God, with his presence, with his word, with prayer, with praise, like with just everything that you would do, it's like water for your spirit. So in the same way that you would water a plant, you need to water that seed that you've put in your heart. In Luke 12, I'm going to read this from the message, in verse 31 it says this, "Steep yourself in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Don't be afraid of missing out. You're my dearest friends. The Father wants to give you the very kingdom itself." It says, fill your life with God. Like, steep yourself. That's like dunking it in water. You're practically drowning the seed. Like that's how wet the Bible says to get yourself with God's, like his reality, the God reality in your life. It just says you've got this thing planted in your heart. Now just water it. Like let it grow. Give it a chance to grow. Fill your life and water that seed. So the first choice I think we need to make is to plant that seed. You it's there, it's presented to you every week, or maybe this is the first time you've started to hear about Jesus and what he did, but there's that reality, that truth of the gospel, that Jesus died for a relationship with us. You've that seed is kind of there, the kingdom of God. And the first choice is to plant it in. The second choice is, and the second thing that you need to do if that's going to grow into the tree that God has for your life, is you need to water it. You need to fill your life in God reality, yeah? And the third thing that I think you need to do is you need to prune. This is the least fun bit of gardening. In real life, whoa, I almost dropped the mic. In real life gardening, like pruning is the least fun part. And in your life, when we accept that the garden is a metaphor, this is the least fun part as well. But it is so crucial if you're going to have everything that God's got for you. If you're going to see that seed of the kingdom of God in your life grow into the massive tree that can provide shelter and can have power and strength and last. Like you see those like old growth forests and those trees are hundreds of years old. And I think if that's the kingdom of God, like how I want it to be in my life, like hundreds of years old and still going strong, kind of that sort of thing. And if you want that, then you need to prune. You need to cut off the dead branches so that new ones can grow. That's what pruning is. It's like, that bit of this tree is not right. It's dying and it's dead, and I need to get rid of it so that something else can grow there. Otherwise, you'll stunt the growth of the kingdom of God in your life, yeah? So you've planted this seed, and you've begun to you've made space in your heart and your life. You've started to water it. You're really coming to church. You're in a life group. You're reading God's word. You're journaling. You're kind of just doing all this stuff to fill your heart with God, and really water the seed that's been planted. But it's not, the tree like is not growing the way you would think it would. Like it's not growing as quick or as big or as strong, and you can kind of tell that it's kind of being limited. Like it's being stunted by something. And that's when you need to prune. It's cutting off the stuff that holds you back. So maybe it's things that have happened to you in the past. Maybe it's stuff that you're involved with now. Maybe it's attitudes that you've got or behaviors that have kind of come in. Maybe it's sin in your life or other rubbish that's just kind of crept in and you've let it stay there. All of this stuff needs pruning, yeah? Because if you don't, you end up with this kind of tree that grows for a little while. And like in the parable, like the story, like the weeds come up and they choke it. The stuff of life starts to get too much. And instead of seeing that stuff come up and chopping it off, we kind of let it grow. And you're like, well, that's a nice weed. Like, you know how some weeds look kind of nice? And you think, why is that a weed? It should just be called a plant. But it's because it's a weed. It'll take over. It'll ruin the rest of the garden. That's why it's a weed. And we can let that happen. We think something's cool for a while or okay for a while or we're in something and it's kind of looks all right. But then before you know it, it's kind of grown up and it's starting to overtake the good stuff and this tree that you're trying to grow, the kingdom of God in your heart that you're trying to grow. And if we don't prune it, if we don't cut it off, then it'll kill the whole tree. So as hard as it is, we can't shy away from the pruning. It's what makes you. It's what turns that seed into something incredible and gives it a chance to grow into everything that it's got to be. I really hope that everybody kind of gets this tonight. It's like we've just given this opportunity of the kingdom of God, and it's so incredible that it's not like a mountain or a universe or a statue or something like that, because if it was, we'd never be able to approach it. You'd never be able to actually have it in your life. Like, just imagine if the kingdom of God was like the universe. You can't plant the universe in your heart. You can't fill yourself with the universe, yeah? You can't, like, just, all you can do is look at it and say, wow, that's massive, and that's it, yeah? But that's not what the kingdom of God is like. It says it's here as a tiny seed because that's just the right size to plant it in your heart. If God, the kingdom of God was bigger than a seed, then you wouldn't be able to do anything with it. But because it's a seed, you can put it in there and you can grow it and you can develop it and you can see it expand and you can water that thing and you can watch it grow and become this incredible tree. And you can chop stuff off, but basically it says like in this parable, like when he's talking about the seed in the good ground, Jesus says it's those people who hear the word and retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. It's the seed of God that they've taken and they've said, I'm going to plant this right in good soil in my heart that I've made room for. And then I'm going to water it and I'm going to prune it and I'm going to persevere to see the crop that I can have, yeah? Because I know for my life, I don't want anything less than everything God has for me. And I don't want to have less than the plan that God's got for my life and the stuff that he has for me to do here while I'm alive on earth. Like, I want that seed to grow into the biggest tree I can get, yeah? And I think that a lot of us are the same. We've got that planted in. And so we need to be people who put it in and don't just look at the seed. Like, I suppose if I could get you to think of something tonight, like, don't just observe the seed, like the kingdom of God. Don't just be happy to leave it there on your seat or on the stage as like a little seed. That's cool, but it's not for me. Don't do that. But plant it in your life and then water it. And 'cause God has incredible stuff for us, like just amazing things for each and every one of us. Like, so incredible. It's amazing just what God has for our lives. And we're so blessed to have that opportunity. And so I just encourage you to take it. Like, grab that seed in your hand and plant it in and water it and prune off the bits that aren't supposed to be there. So, and do what's needed to see that thing grow. Because for me, there's no life better spent than growing the kingdom of God. Yeah? And I just hope that some of that just kind of gets into your heart tonight and that we don't just go away and like this message even is like a seed and you don't just go away and kind of just be like, oh yeah, that was cool. I've written up my notes. I've been on Facebook pretending to write notes, whatever you do. Don't just take that and just leave it as a seed, but plant it in your life and read around those passages in the Bible and read what Jesus is saying, yeah? All right, I'm just going to pray. God, thank you so much that you made your kingdom so approachable for us and something that we could take and we could put in our hearts. And Lord, I pray that we would do that tonight, that you would help us to make room and to plant that in our spirit. And Lord, thank you for right now how you're already doing that in hearts and in lives and how, God, you're already taking your word and your kingdom and putting that into hearts. And Lord, I pray that we would be open to that and we would accept that and we would plant your word in our heart, Lord, and water it and do what's required to see it grow, Lord. Thank you, God. Just while we're all praying, maybe you want to do that tonight. Maybe for the first time or you've done it like before, but you feel like it's not really growing. You want to start. You want to plant the kingdom of God in your heart. And so I want to pray with you if that's what you want to do. So maybe if you just raise your hand if you want me to pray with you. Yeah, awesome. Thanks, guys. That seems good. You can just whack it down again. If you just want that God reality to start filling your life and that, then I'm just going to pray. So that seems good. All right, let's all just pray together, hey? So just repeat after me. Father God, thank you for your love for me. Thank you that Jesus died for me. I want to plant that seed in my heart tonight. Help me to begin a relationship with you. Help me to water the seed and see your kingdom grow inside of me. God, I'm sorry for the stuff that I've done before. I thank you for your forgiveness. Come into my heart tonight. Amen. Awesome. If you prayed that, then don't just leave that seed there and just expect something to happen, but get in and talk to somebody about it and start building on it, yeah, and watering that and growing it. Because it starts small, but it grows into something incredible. Amen? Rad. These guys are going to play some.